Here today on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we're happy to get an update from Benson Hill. Jeff Johnson's with us, president of Benson Hill Seeds. Jeff, how's it going today?
Going fantastic. As we work through harvest and turn our attention towards 2022, it's always an exciting time of year.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jeff, you might catch our listeners up to speed on, you know, what we saw here over the past year. A release that just recently came out saying that you all finalized your first commercial harvest of ultra-high protein soybean varieties. What did we see here for Benson Hill?
Well, 2021 was a fantastic year for Benson Hill. Earlier in the year, we announced that launch of our first ultra-high protein soybeans and have just gone through that first harvest of that commercial crop. And we're really pleased with both the yields we saw as well as the output trait performance and the protein levels. And in fact, have geared up our program for 2022 to be able to reward growers for their excellent management on that protein as they grow that in 2022. We also, in 2021, went public at the end of September, are traded on the New York Stock Exchange under the BHIL. And we also announced the purchase of a soybean crush facility as we build out our supply chain. And so it's been a big year for us.
Yeah, for sure. So what's going to be coming up in 2022? Anything, any highlights to pass along to us this morning?
Yeah, I think part of what's happening in 2022 is really scaling this business out as it's more than proof of concept as we've grown our acreage over time and really balloon that up with technologies like just launching that ultra high protein soybeans. We're also growing high lake, low linolenic oil soybeans, as well as quality protein soybeans that have low anti-nutritionals for livestock and also for human feed. And I think as those technologies are expanding in the marketplace, we're building out our supply chain, working with downstream customers, it's really taking that to scale as you see the company grow.
Sure. And of course, a big topic late in the year was the supply chain issues. How was Benson Hill Seeds able to navigate some of those supply chain disruptions? Do you have any insight there?
Well, I think part of that supply chain has particularly been for folks working extensively internationally. And as we look towards the 2022 planting season, our crop was grown here in North America. So we already have that seed, so to speak, in the bin, if you will, and ready to deliver to growers to really start 2022 off well. So some of those supply chain challenges that others would see, we really had planned ahead for and feel like we're ahead of that game and weren't significantly challenged by those.
Sure. So what's the closed loop model that Benson Hill has and what's working with the company like for farmers?
Certainly many growers are used to buying seed from a company. But when they deliver that grain to a local elevator or co-op, once it gets mixed in a bin, it loses that identity preservation and becomes a commodity. And what Benson Hill has done is really look for ways to connect both the farmer, the food processors, and the consumers in a way that creates more value throughout that value chain. And so we actually have our own genetics, our own plant breeding and science team, but we marry that with our processing capability and owning some of that infrastructure I spoke about earlier, as well as our food science and really making better quality ingredients on a whole different cost structure for our downstream customers and providing some of those output traits and the quality food the consumers are looking for. And that's what we really mean by that closed loop system, where we go to a farmer, work on contracting, provide the seed, full take grain contracts, crush that, and then provide the specialty ingredients to people further down the food chain.
Very good. Jeff, anything on market trend-wise that you want to pass along? What are you seeing as far as some of the market trends heading into the coming year?
Well, I think we see some of the, there's macro trends that are currently looking at, not just the number of consumers, but some of the consumer trends as far as the growth of the plant-based foods continuing to grow. And we see lots of opportunity for that. Certainly, every cropping season has its challenges, and some of the supply chain challenges. I've actually talked to quite a few growers here in Iowa concerned whether they'll be able to get fertilizer and at what price, even looking at can they get some of the chemistry they need to grow their crop, even had some growers have called and increased their soybean acres with us because they couldn't pencil out corn on those acres. So that was a unique challenge this year.
Very good, Jeff. Anything else you'd like to pass along, some of the work that Benson Hill will be focusing on here as we head into the new year?
Well, I think the exciting news is we've already contracted more acres than we did all of last year, but there's still opportunities available for farmers here in Iowa. We have several different products we're still contracting. We have, because of that closed loop system you asked about, we actually have more value we can share with growers. And if they're interested in that, they can look us up on Benson or www.bensonhillfarmers.com, or they can call us at 314-594-7624 to learn about those opportunities. And I think it's really a chance, as growers have become frustrated at times with continuing on that wheel of working on thinner margins and just trying to grow more acres to get there, to say, can they really find a way to get paid more for the acres they're growing and get rewarded for their excellent management by getting more for each bushel they sell? And I think the ROI message we have to share with growers, where they can actually increase not just their revenue, but their profitability per acre, is an exciting one. And we're seeing our growers that were with us last year and signing up again this year, on average, have grown over 30%. So I think it's an exciting message that's resounding well in the marketplace. But there is additional opportunity as we continue to grow.
That's great. So again, Jeff, what's that website if our listeners want more information?
Certainly, www.Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N. Hill, H-I-L-L, farmers.com.
Jeff, really appreciate you coming on the program with us. Stay safe, and we'll catch up again down the line.
Thank you, Brent.